Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. Hi everyone, happy April.
Happy April. I am in a sleeping bag, so I hope I don't make any swishing sounds.
You sound kind of sleepy. Like, you sound like you're either...
I'm tired. I did not sleep well last night. Then I had to get up really early because our research assistant, Katie Kondo, got her second vaccination shot this morning.
Oh, amazing. My research assistant gets his second shot soon.
Oh, good. If you feel okay after your second shot, does that mean you had the virus?
I have no idea. I felt...
Is that just like
100% fine
tale?
After I got the second...
Wait, what are they... old wives' tale.
Witch's tale. Is that an old witch's tale? And I'm pretty sure I didn't have the virus.
Someone told me that. And then I immediately believed it and took it as fact. And then
when you hear stuff like
that, asked research assistant Katie Kondo about it, and she said, "No, that makes no sense."
Yeah, that's because Katie is more level-headed than you, maybe in these sorts of situations.
Well, but doesn't it sound reasonable? But then she was like, "I think if you had it, the vaccine might affect you more because that's why when you get the second shot, you get sicker than when you got the first shot because your fucking white blood cells or whatever have the info from the first shot, so they're coming on strong on the second shot."
Well, my friend who had COVID, she was definitely anticipating feeling very sick after getting the vaccination because she's had COVID.
And
I don't know how she, I don't know how she do? I don't know how she do.
Oh, okay.
But she was basically like, "I'm gonna get sick." She just sort of anticipated it. When I got my second shot, the first shot I felt like I was gonna be fine. The second shot I wasn't sure, and I was sort of like, "Hey, Jimbo, can we get some chicken broth, like, ready to go?" I was prepping for, like, a day of not feeling well, just in case. You know, I was like, let's get all the comfort things going. But I, like Katie and other people I know, was totally fine and just was, like, full of energy, like, running up the hill, doing all sorts of shit. And I only...
You're running up that hill.
Running up that hill. My usual, my daily run up the hill
Were you
moment.
Running up that road.
Mm-hmm. 25th Street's the best hill, you know, right where lives. That's my favorite hill.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm not.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows.
But I just had a sore arm. That's it. Actually, I had a bruise for like over a week.
Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. On Saturday, May 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m., ATA and Other Cinema are mounting their fourth Plague Time Playtime event.
Oh.
It's their third live stream of the pandemic, and the theme this time is May Day. In a fundraising effort for the shuttered Valencia Street storefront, the OC crew has compiled a powerful two-hour program of documentaries, cult jams, and even a live performance. The 1st of May has traditionally been a holiday for the celebration of the worker, to honor her labor and to agitate for self-management and mutual aid. Among the featured pieces is The History of May Day by local light Fred Glass, author of From Mission to Microchip. Also anchoring this energized webcast is April Camlin's ventriloquist act slash lecture on the 1871 Paris Commune.
Okay.
There's so much more. You have to check it all out. It is Saturday, May 1st, the Plague Time Playtime for May Day, Anarchism, Autonomy, and Artwork.
And
you can get more information at othercinema.com. And... they've included a phone number here for ATA Gallery, so I'll go ahead and shout
people
that
who
out.
Still make
415. 415-648-0654. Now I have one more thing to shout out about ATA is, I believe, friend of the show, Conrad Guevara, whose birthday is relevant at this time. Conrad will be having a solo show in the Right Window Gallery featuring Joseph Ryo and Conrad's grandma, Nancy Guevara.
Oh my God.
And that's
going to
be opening in June, so keep an eye peeled for that.
I love it. I was just going to give a shout out to all the Aries out there. because there's so, I feel like there's a lot of Aries, including myself. So I just want to give a quick shout out to all the people who are having Aries birthdays today. Stay strong. We know that it's the second birthday in the pandemic, but you're doing great.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to the Aries people out there.
No, they're okay.
You know, you kind of got the brunt of it.
Well, there's also like the late March people. I mean, that must have been rough. That was even worse.
Yes.
I guess late March is Aries still. So Aries, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm one of those Aries who thinks that Aries is only in April because it's only about
me. That's a very Aries thing think.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Aries, good luck to you. Shout out to you. Can you get that fire heat going and bring the warm weather, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm putting that directly on you, Maysoon.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to reach out to my fellow Aries and see if we can get some heat generated over here.
Thank you very much. Southern Exposure has a show opening up soon.
Keija Lucas curated an exhibition at SOEX. It opens on April 17th, which is this coming Saturday, depending on when his podcast comes out. It's on Saturday, April 17th.
It's called Once Removed.
Once Removed. And I think you can make online appointments for that exhibition.
Okay, so go check that out. And they are having, are they having open hours?
No, you have to make an appointment. I think, well, you have to make an appointment.
Oh, yes. Make an appointment through Calendly. You can find the link in SOEX's bio on Instagram if you're looking on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 12 to 6. We got a weird email here from Jacoby Beats Music to our Congratulations Pine Tree email.
Okay. I haven't seen that yet. I'm excited.
They have a new album out called Casual Affair. Okay. Check it out on Spotify.
Wait, what? Really? Is this someone you know? Dude.
I think it's spam, but it's like an unusual spam I've never seen before. What's going on with 500 Cap Street? They're like got residency happening now?
I have not. I'm definitely off their radar. They're off my radar. I have no idea what's going on.
Apparently, David Wilson is doing a residency there for 4 months.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen him or heard about him in a really long time. That's cool. Be curious to see what
he's up to. It's the result of his four-month residency that began at the David Ireland House in 2021. And he's going to be showing all kinds of stuff. Apparently, he was doing walks and drawing exercises and installations and all kinds. All right. And this show will be up from May 1st to July 31st.
Okay. And is that...
Jack Fisher has some emails out.
He's got some emails out?
He's got a couple of emails out.
Okay.
Everyone who's thinking about applying for the McDowell residency this year, that's going to be due on Thursday the 15th, I think. Get your McDowell residency. I heard they bring you a little basket of food and leave it on your door.
Really? Like for breakfast or something?
Yeah, dude. It's like the most posh residency of all time.
That is really nice. That's amazing.
Motherfucking James Baldwin did that residency. They've had some absolute all-stars.
Okay, I'm trying to look up Cushion Works, and it takes me to literally a cushion website. Well, Jordan got in touch and said he sure would love it if we would shout out the shows at Cushion Works, and I said we sure would be so happy to do that.
Okay, what do they got?
Well, their last show, I Get Results, Frank Moore for President 2008, just closed. But I think the next show opening up features friend of the show, Lindsay White.
Okay, wait, really shout it out full-throated.
Well, that was my version.
Sing it.
Wait, what?
Sing the words.
Sing the words. Okay. The next show at Cushion Works features friend of the show, Lindsay White.
Okay, I loved it.
What? You hated it?
They also have some new... No, I loved it.
Okay, good. Sorry.
They also have some new t-shirts out Maysoon was a huge fan of. It's got a cat scratching down the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, 10% of all their merch proceeds are distributed in dialogue with our font fashioner, M.T. Giddings of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, nice. And what's sort of great about the shirt was that when I saw the shirt, Lolly was wearing it. And Lolly is a dog And it was just cute because it was cute and funny because the cat was like scratching with, you know. I just thought it was funny. It was one of those funny things. I have to ask a
quick question.
Yeah.
I have to ask a quick question off the record.
Okay, go for it.
Dude, what the okay, let me tell you a little bit about Cushion Works, okay? Uh-huh. They're a small San Francisco company making exceptional soft home furnishings with outstanding service.
Yeah.
CCA graduate Susan Schroeder started Cushion Works in April of 1982. This is from their website, obviously.
Obviously.
With a vision to provide quality custom pillow and cushion inserts for the design trade, furniture manufacturing, and the public. Over the decades, we have assisted in thousands of projects and so forth. Okay, I'm trying to get to the part where they're also an art venue.
No, it's not. That's originally not. It's just built. Not there. It's you have. It's a totally separate website is a thing. This is what I was saying. I got. Originally. I went to this site first, and I was like, "Wait a second, these are literally pillows."
I know. Maysoon originally built to house a mattress factory. Our location in the Mission District is a historic 1907 three-story building at 3320, which is very close to my childhood numbers of my address.
Oh, me too.
18th Street between South Van Ness and Cap Street.
Yeah.
It's a convenient location. Okay.
It's convenient to Bart. Now, to
tell me about the motherfucking art venue.
Dude, you got to go back. You got to go back to just Google searching Cushion Works.
Okay, I'm
And then
back
you got to go
Cushion
to cushionworks.info. Now you're
Their
there.
Their appointment only. Also wheelchair accessible. That's good.
Wait,
but
where are you?
But the bathrooms are not. I'm looking here at Cushion Works.
You're at the gallery?
The about page. We're really figuring it out right now.
Wait, are you at the gallery or at the Cushion Works? The cushion?
I'm at cushionworks.info.
That should be the gallery.
And if you need to reach them, you can email info@cushionworks.info.
Jordan, I really hope you're enjoying this plug because we're giving it quite a number.
Yeah, but I want to know about the exhibition.
Wait, it's Lindsay's. The exhibition's not on their website right now. He just told me in an email that it was coming up.
Did Jordan want us to hype the show that just closed and we blew it?
No, well, no, because he just emailed me. The show closed in March, so we blew it regardless of Jordan being in touch with us.
Do you think we really blew it?
We basically just blew it. We're just trying
to cancel the show.
It's an awesome space. Jordan has such great curatorial ideas and works with such interesting artists that I highly recommend
speaking
it to everyone.
Speaking of all those people, have you checked out... Okay, remember when Will Brown did that show at SFAI called Ether?
Oh, yes.
And they
yes,
bought
sorry,
some
I was
Ethereum
having a problem.
And they
yeah.
set it up to give grants to people, to SFAI
yes.
community people?
Yes.
Okay, well, fucking cryptocurrency has been going off the rails because of our bizarre investment dystopia
yep.
that we're living in. Okay, mm-hmm. and sure enough, I think they got, what, like $1,000 or something worth of Ethereum back then? Now, I could definitely be exaggerating, but they got some, they spent the money, their artist fee. Maybe it was like $5,000.
Okay.
And bought Ethereum with it, and then they were going to use the profit from that investment to do these grants.
Okay.
Guess how much their investment is worth now, if they really still have it.
I just don't even fucking know.
$50,000.
Whoa. Okay, so maybe we need to do a report back with Will Brown and see if they really did it. Should we do a little
Will Brown, do a report.
Can you guys
oh,
call
we gotta
us?
We got to do a report?
Well, maybe we I'm can get them to it. Call us and leave a message about that.
Yeah, give us a call, Will Brown, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. If anybody wants to talk to us about their investment ideas, especially if there's a guaranteed 500% return, go ahead and let us know. Now, Maysoon, you may remember many episodes ago, we declared that NFTs are dead. and over.
They're not, though, are they?
I don't know. It seems there's been articles that the market for them is falling out and all this stuff. But then you got motherfucking like Bono or whoever fucking Johnny Carson's ghost coming out with some new NFT.
Johnny Carson's
and
ghost.
And I just want everyone to know that if you want me to just scribble down some numbers on a piece of paper and send you a picture of it, you can send me some money. My Venmo, I just updated my Venmo. You can send me some money for some numbers that I'll write down. You can pretend it's a blockchain number. And that Venmo is Kate Cash Grab.
Whoa.
So just send it over. I'll write down all kinds of numbers and symbols
account?
And I'll send it to you. Yep. Yeah, why don't you send a little money over to test it?
Maybe I will.
Test it out.
Can I send a non-fungible or a Bitcoin?
No, Mason, we don't participate in that. It's terrible for the environment.
I just don't. I can't.
The carbon emissions are out of control. Just send me normal money in the mail. Just put some cash in an envelope.
Oh, you just want me to
send
some cash?
Send it to me in the mail. Yeah, and I'll just write down all kinds of numbers and symbols.
And then what am I supposed to do with that? Dream about
that
it and
you
then
can
get
pretend,
rich?
You can pretend it means that you own all my artwork.
Oh. Wow. That's pretty good.
Okay, great. Okay, BAM PFA, they have a new show coming up on May 26th.
Are you
they
on their email list? How do you find out about their stuff?
Yes, this is one of the few places that actually treats us like a press outlet, you know?
Oh,
they actually invite us to stuff.
Well, them and YBCA
offer us bagels. Except YBCA. I guess bagels aren't a thing anymore. According to Sarah Hotchkiss, there's not going to be any more free food at these things because of the virus.
Oh,
one more thing from the virus fucking everything.
That's probably true. They're basically like, don't take
your
mask off.
Motherfucking virus. So you can go see Kei Sekimachi, Geometries. Oh, that's the name of the show, Geometries. It illuminates six decades of Berkeley-based artists' creative practice.
Okay.
It is a major new survey of textile art by Kei Sekimachi. This exhibition will be among the first exhibitions to open at the UC Berkeley Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive when the museum resumes in-person programming this spring.
Okay.
If spring ever comes, May soon, fire sign, please bring the warmth of spring.
I'm working on it.
It's sub-zero temperatures over here. Okay, so it's going to be great.
Why are you only getting a press release about that one show? Because there's a bunch of shows that they're
at
publicizing on their website.
No, I only got one. I only got one, and it's that big. It's a big one because Kei Sekimachi lives and works in Berkeley, California, where she has resided for most of the past 90 years. She attended the California College of Arts and Crafts from 1946 to 1949 and later studied at the Haystack Mountain School of Crafts in Liberty, Maine.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Her past solo exhibitions include shows at the Mingay International Museum, San Diego, the DeYoung Museum, and the Fresno Art Museum. Her work is included in the permanent collections of the Met, the Smithsonian, you know, Honolulu motherfucking Museum of Art.
Okay.
She's taught at CCA and San Francisco Community College and has mentored many fiber artists in the Bay Area and beyond.
Beautiful. I was going to give a quick shout out because they also have their MFA show. It's kind of getting to MFA season. Where are we?
It's
April?
MFA time, City,
it's senior,
USA.
Yeah, it's MFA, getting into MFA time, and their MFA show opens... That's Berkeley's MFA show opens May 14th through June 20th. And there's a few folks that, you know, we're familiar with who have been artists in the world for many, many years, such as Zandra Ibarra and Brontez Purnell, who are getting their MFAs at Berkeley and will be in that show as well.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, my God.
Super cool.
Okay.
I know.
Holy shit. Wait, what's the deal, Mason? It's going to be up in the museum.
It looks like it's going to be up in the museum.
Oh, thank you, God.
And then also, you know, Mills has been publicizing. Mills is going through a lot of stuff right now, but I do want to shout out to the students who are working very hard on all the things. And they have.
Yes, they have theirs.
They
coming.
Have their senior show is open already. That's open and through April 18th. So just through this weekend, if you can get out there. And then they have their MFA show opens May 8th through June 6th. And those are in-person exhibitions at Mills College Art Museum.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And CCA go support those students. SFAI are probably doing ones too.
Yeah, I haven't seen those as much, but I will look them up and get you
information. I know the KERP's got theirs. I think I saw the press release for the curatorial practice program at CCA that they have their show maybe.
And
up.
Then, can you, what's going I'm on? Guessing. Wait, they have the show up already, you think?
The KERP show, I think, is, if it's not up, it's been announced.
Okay. I'm confused about how they, I mean, for the past number of years, they were doing multiple exhibitions in multiple locations, right? And so now I don't really know.
The KERP people?
Not the KERP people. The You're Wattis. Right. You're right. I was thinking the...
Talking about the KERP people here, baby.
I know. I just mixed them all up. Oh, what's going on at the Wattis? There was a show there I wanted to see. I think that recently opened. Beyond KERP, there was another
KERP
show.
KERP sounds like a disease a baby gets.
A baby gets? Burp.
No, just like kidding. One of those basic, you know, not a bad thing. Okay.
Just one of those things you get.
One of those chill ones. One of those not chill if you're diseases. The parents, though, because that's hard to live with a newborn with a problem.
What else is going on?
Shout out to parents.
Shout and out guardians. To all the parents.
And guardians.
So wait, SFAI, when you say that they're having an MFA show, I feel very confused about that. Are there still students at SFAI?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
They're Continue. Trying to fully still
Please
be a
go.
School.
Please go
they
ahead.
They just got a whole new board. I went to the fucking listening meeting. They're doing a listening tour, the new board is.
What does that mean? Explain.
They basically are going around and talking to different constituency groups from SFAI, like alumni and faculty and whoever, and listening to everyone talk about what a shit show it is and how much they hate the board.
But haven't they already done that?
Apologize.
Oh.
Well, this is a new board. Only one of the board members still remains from last year.
That's amazing. And who is that person?
I forget. I think Bonnie Levinson, maybe.
Okay. Wow. That's huge. That's huge that the board has completely transitioned.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. They haven't done anything to earn my trust or respect at this point.
Wait, so there have been students in class this whole semester? I don't understand that.
Yeah, dude. There's been students there this whole time.
This whole time? Like, even last fall?
Yeah, dude. They never stopped having students.
Okay.
They told everyone, we might not offer... Oh, my God. We can't go over this again. I'll die. But just a brief thing. Gordon, the motherfucking president, said, hey, we're shutting down. We're going to help everyone transfer. If you want to transfer, you got to transfer. Then the board fired him and they said, no, stay. We're going to do at least a summer teach out and we're going to figure things out. And then the board was like, oh, P.S. We're not closing. Like, please come to fucking SFAI. And now I'm getting ads on Instagram telling me to fucking apply to go get a bachelor's in art.
Okay. So I guess I'm somehow missed that. So does that mean teachers are getting paid then? There's somehow
Not
money to pay
adjuncts.
People?
There's only like three adjuncts working, but all the tenure track faculty are still there.
They're still there and getting paid. Okay. So it sounds like they probably aren't running at full capacity. Like
not at all. Change. I think they maybe have 16. I think they have like a handful of students.
Okay. Okay. That sounds more like what I could imagine.
But they're trying to get a lot more, Mason.
Sure,
and they're trying to get everyone and their grandma to go get their BFA.
Maybe I'll go get my BFA.
Go get that a couple BFAs. Okay. Let me tell you about the Eastside Arts Alliance and Cultural Center.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
Spring. After 20 years, I got to tell you, as I was reading this email, I got a cold chill down my spine.
Oh.
Okay, but just know that it's a misdirect, okay?
Okay.
After 20 years in Eastside Cultural Center, we had to shut our doors temporarily for a year because of the pandemic, but now we have big plans to reopen!
Yay!
Was
Everyone
that not
go
the
donate.
Most roller coaster ride of a sentence of your entire life?
Yeah. Yeah, I felt really sad.
I was like, no! But no, they're fine. It's going to be great. So they're saying it's been a crazy year, we know, but we still have our Zoom staff meetings every week and virtual events online, including LAIR Living Arts and Resistance, performances and interviews and youth workshops and public arts and all kinds. They're going to be reopening, honoring their venerable advisory board with a series of events, including a visual exhibition, live readings, film showings, and interviews. Wow, they have so many different organizations that they're working with. Okay, hopefully you can check out their website at eastsideartsalliance.org. It looks like their LAIR program has presentations every Tuesday. Okay, so on Tuesday, April 20th, they'll have Back and Forth with Jennifer Johns. That's at 7 p.m. And you can visit their website for more information. And then on Thursday, May 6th, Kat Brooks and Dr. Crystal Lee Crane will be giving a presentation called I Am She. And they also are giving a shout out to Bandung Bookstore, a third world community bookstore, which has just reopened to the public. And they are open Saturdays from 11 to 5. They're also at Acoma Market on first and third Sundays. And you can visit their website at, let me tell you, I can't tell you. And I'll have a link to their website in the underworld.
You're doing just great, Kate.
I'm doing my best.
There is a virtual summit on racial equity coming up this May, May 5th and 6th. And it is run or hosted by the Greenlining Institute. It's the statement on their website here says Greenlining's annual economic summit is more than a virtual conference. It's a unique gathering where innovation, art, and activism align. They're doing a 2-day virtual event, and they have incredible people such as Isabel Wilkerson, who was a Pulitzer Prize winner for a number of books, probably maybe best known recently as The Warmth of Other Suns and Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents. Alicia Garza from Black Lives Matter and Black Futures Lab is participating. Fabiana Rodriguez from Center for Cultural Power is going to be there. Alex Tom from Center for Empowered Politics is going to be there. So all these like really incredible activists and people that will be part of this year's summit, which sounds really cool. Check it out on greenlining.org.
The Red Poppy Art House has it already happened. Okay, Mason. And now it's time for your segment on health and wellness.
Health and wellness. I was just going to let people know that I went to a bystander intervention training this past week or last week with this organization called Holla Back. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yes. How did it go?
And it was an hour long. There were over 3,000 participants at the training, which I thought was fucking awesome. They did it in collaboration with AAAJ, which stands for Asian Americans Advancing Justice. And it's kind of, they always have these trainings on their website, but this one in particular, I think, came up in light of the sort of the hate against the AAPI community taking place all year, but maybe coming to light more recently. And the training was awesome. I guess what I want to say is that it feels really manageable to think of I think when people think of being a bystander or intervening in some kind of hateful action on the street can sound really scary or like, oh, I don't want to get involved. What if I get hurt? Or, you know, you kind of think, you maybe think the worst, which isn't necessarily the worst, you know, which I get. But basically they work off this model of the five D's. And so the five D's of bystander.
I love a mnemonic device.
Yeah. The five D's of bystander intervention are distract, delegate, delay, direct, and document. And so if you think about these five D's, and I can explain them a little bit, there's probably something for everyone. Like there's something anyone can do, whether or not you're really shy and introverted and don't want to put yourself in the middle of something, to someone who's maybe much more confident and can kind of get right in someone's face and say, hey, this isn't okay, which I thought was great because it gives you options. Like you can assess the situation and say, what do I think I can do right now? Great, I'm going to do that. So for example, and I can share the PDF with everyone, distract, for example, would be for someone who's maybe more willing to be a little bit more upfront. But if someone, if you would basically, the distraction would be like, oh, if someone, if you're on the train or on the sidewalk and there's one person minding their own business, another person comes up to them and says something rude, hateful, harassing, whatever to them, you can like, you know, trip and drop your phone in between them or something. You can like,
ooh, I love that.
You can, you can say, oh my God, I'm really late. Do you know what time it is? You know, just like completely like throw the situation.
This is what I do when I'm taking care of a toddler.
Yeah, exactly. Just completely throw the situation, you know, so that whatever was happening, they're like, they can't focus on it anymore. Like you are distracting them, which I think is super smart and awesome. If you can think quickly in the moment, I think that could be a really useful thing to do. The next one is delegate, whereas like if you're, for example, in a grocery store and someone is getting sort of yelled at, you can kind of scope the scenario, maybe like see someone else and say, hey, can you stand here and document with your phone while I go get a store employee to help mitigate the situation? So it's sort of like you're using other people in the area to help do the job, like so you can all kind of like take care of that person somehow. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's delay, which is, so if you don't want to be too active or if you're kind of nervous about putting yourself in the middle of a situation, which is totally fine. Everyone should be, it should feel safe in order to do things for safely for themselves and for the other person who's being harassed or attacked. Delay is waiting until the situation, the incident is over, and then offering help to that person who's been attacked. Hey, are you okay? Can I get you any water? Do you want me to help? Do you want me to walk with you for a little bit? Sort of offering some support. Do you want me to call someone for you? Should I get you a cab? Like whatever. Those kinds of things are like the delay. So like after the fact. And then, so then the direct is for people who are like cool with getting in someone's face, but basically like, hey, that shit's not appropriate. Leave that person away. You need to go away. Like literally just getting in there, which is definitely something I know that I'm not necessarily comfortable with. Like that feels a little bit too much.
What? But I would think that would be your number one wheelhouse.
I think mine would be distract for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like that's kind of like, that's one step. It's still up in the more extroverted.
It's definitely more action oriented. Yeah. Like I couldn't do direct, but if someone's like, maybe feels like pretty comfortable in their own like physical prowess. Like maybe they feel like they could take on that person and isn't afraid of being physically threatened. You know, like I would be worried that someone would like punch me in the face if I got involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
got
to be careful.
You got to be careful. You really got to like
a little. Yeah. Because remember those guys that got stabbed in Portland?
Yeah.
Who were trying to defend a woman from being harassed?
Yeah, it's serious. You got to be really careful. So definitely figure out, every scenario might be different. So I just, you know, want to encourage people to be active and engaged in like creating the community we want to see or the society we want to see. But also definitely be careful and like know your own boundaries and your own, you know.
Like a slippery snake.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then the fifth D is document. So like if you can't do any of those other things, maybe you can just sit in the corner with your phone and document, or maybe you're just doing audio documentation, like whatever you're doing, you can just do that. And they recommend with documentation is that you don't post the video. Like if you give the video to the victim or the person who was it.
Exactly.
And you let them decide what they want to do with that information. Because
who knows what they have going on. Don't want to become
It's
famous.
Just a consent. It's a consent thing and a comfort thing. And it's like, it's not your choice to put their experience out in public. Like exactly. That's got to be their domain, which I thought was like, that seems obvious, but I was like really happy that they made that very clearly. They clearly stated that, which is like, yes, please. Thank you for saying that. 5 D's, man. So good. It was a really good training. It's free.
Awesome. Send me that PDF and I'll put it in the underworld.
I'll send you the PDF, and we should also link to Hollaback because they have tons of trainings. They have trainings for like teenagers, like how kids can get involved with like intervening with other kids, you know, just stuff like that. It's really good.
Perfect.
They have trainings on like how to intervene with like online harassment, like just all sorts of all forms of harassment. There's information out there, which is great.
Okay, Maysoon, did you hear about Wolfman Books? Remember how Wolfman Books was ending?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, now they have reincarnated.
Oh, great.
So that space now is a co-op bookstore called Moments.
Oh, I love that.
And I believe some of the former staff and supporters of Wolfman Books started a new co-op bookstore there that does all kinds of artist programming and writer things, and they sell books still, and they have a town fridge there, and they've been looking for donations and supporters for the town fridge there at the Moments Co-op, which is where Wolfman Books used to be, which I think is on 13th Street, right near Broadway, right off of Broadway in Oakland. And so if you are living or working near that area and you want to support the town fridge there, it is it is on 13th Street. It is at 410 10th Street. And they are looking for weekly and biweekly supply drops, or if you want to just stop by and help keep it clean and organized, you can go over there and check it out. And they are, and they're bringing it in and out, so it's not out 24/7. I think it's out Friday through Sunday, 12 to 6 p.m. That's when they are open.
Got it. That's exciting. That's really great news.
Hell yeah. And if you want to just check out where all the town fridges in Oakland are, you can just check out Town Fridge on Instagram. There's so many now, Maysoon. There's like one you can't throw a friggin' stone without hitting a town fridge.
I haven't seen a town fridge in San Francisco, to be quite honest. I've seen a hell of a lot of bookshelves or bookcases. Book boxes.
Well, the town fridges are just in the East Bay, but you guys,
no,
I
that
think
can't be true. There must be town fridges.
No, it's
though.
Like the official like called
town
like
fridge.
The Instagram called Town Fridge is just for the East Bay.
Yeah,
I think the San Francisco one is SF Community Fridge.
Community Fridge.
Whoa, no, they haven't updated in 1,000 years. I think that don't look at that Instagram. Okay, what the hell is the fucking town fridge over there?
October.
I know you guys had them. Did the motherfucking tech workers go and destroy all the town fridges and replace them with, like, fucking app vending machines that you have to fucking get a $15 a month membership to access?
I'm going to do some research on the SF fridges and let you know next time.
Okay, Maysoon, well, I will be looking for those fridges from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.
Ooh, I also just wanted to wish everyone a happy Ramadan.